Hi, welcome back to the Climb Your Mountain email series. This is day 6 and we're going to be on the ridge. To get there, we continue our journey towards the summit. And as we make our way up the mountain slopes, the view gets ever more beautiful and wide. Slowly we leave the forest behind, and at first we catch only glimpses of the view as trees become sparser and smaller. Glimpses of the valley flow far below us, but also of what are sure to be more expansive views that await us higher up. Once above the tree line, we finally see the landscape we're moving through in all its magnificence. Valleys carved into the landscape by glaciers long gone. Waterfalls cascading down the valley sides and cliffs, creating streams that run down into the larger stream at the valley's bottom that winds its way towards the valley's exit. On mountainsides opposite from the one we're standing on, we can see where the mountainous climate has drawn the line above which no forest grows. When it snows in these higher regions, a clear demarcation line will tell us at which altitude snow turned into rain. And all the way in the back of the valley, we can see the largest of the mountains rise up towards the sky. What is left of that glacier that carved the valley long ago may still be clinging to its sides. The higher we get, the clearer the view of the landscape we can take in. No trees, no forest is left in our immediate vicinity to obscure or block the view. Coming to the ridge, we have a first taste of what it will be like to stand on the summit. Though we don't have a 360-degree view yet, it is nonetheless quite astonishing. You can literally see not into one, but two valleys, both lined with beautiful and sometimes quite imposing mountains as far as the eyes can see. Standing on the ridge, we're faced with a choice. Shall we go back to the valley we came from, or step into the one that will lead us to where we're going? It can also be seen as a metaphor. Will you step into a life in which you live your values, a life that is balanced, more balanced than the one that you're living now? In life in which you honor what is truly important to you? Or will you return to the life as you've been living it and continue struggling up your mountain? It is also the part of the trail where maintaining our balance is very important. Not paying attention can easily result in us toppling off that ridge. Over the last 2 days, you've discovered your core values and worked on setting clear boundaries around them. Maintaining your balance as you practice your values and set boundaries might not yet be easy. You have to always be mindful of them. Forget about your values and your boundaries will be forgotten too. Forget about your boundaries and your values can easily be trampled upon. Like walking across a ridge, until you get more comfortable with practicing them, living your values and maintaining your boundaries is a careful balancing act. Now, how can you make that balancing act easier? Right now, the identifiers for your core values are likely just single words. By describing your core values and identifying behaviors you want to practice when living them, maintaining your balance will be easier to practice. After enough time and practice has passed, they will be part of you, no longer in need of constant vigilance. You simply live them. So what I'm asking you to do today is the following. Answer the questions, how will you live your values and how will you maintain your balance? To help you find the answers to these questions, go over to the PDF in which you will find exercises to help you do just that. One of the things I'm asking you to do is to give a description of your values. A description gives expression to what a value means to you, and such a description is deeply personal and, of course, unique to you. For example, faith can mean one thing to you and something entirely different to someone else. Descriptions of your values also make it easier for you to explain to others why it is important for you to live in alignment with them. And there will be times when you feel the need to explain that. So let me give you a few examples. These are my values: leadership, adventure, and nature. When I had first identified my values, I had 5 values. Leadership, adventure, nature, sovereignty, and integrity. For me, sovereignty and integrity are included in leadership, but if they happen to be values that are yours as well, you may feel the need to have them separately. You may also feel that my description is not your description. Whatever the case, whatever your values are, when you have a description of your values, it is easier to maintain that value, to live in alignment with that value. And it is also easier to identify situations in which you want to apply them, which is basically always. But anyways, sometimes situations can be a bit obscure, and then it is nice to have these descriptions. It is good to have these descriptions to fall back upon. So basically what I'm asking you to do is live your values. Describe your values, define behaviors that fit them, define ways your values show up for you, and when you are out of alignment with your values. Be intentional about them, map out living your values, what does it look like to live your values, and at the beginning especially, have regular check-ins. Are you living in alignment with your values, or are you deviating off the way? Are you losing your balance? The second part of today's assignment is imagine being an animal in your environment. How do they experience it? How do they live and move? How do they maintain balance? And how is this different from your own experience? Keep going for walks, even if it's just a short one. It's always good to get outside and get into nature. And as you go into nature, think about these questions of part two. How does an animal experience your environment? And how is it different from your own experience? Have fun with these exercises and we'll meet again tomorrow. Bye.